Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Was it as bad as all that for President Obama? The commentariat reviews of his debate performance have been awful. The Twitter sphere and the network focus groups and instant polls agree. Later in the hour, we'll take your reactions to the debate, whatever they were, on substance, on style, on politics. And we will save a few lines for anyone who might have had your decision called into question of who to vote for, or if you've been undecided and started to fall off to one side or another, coming up in a few minutes. But first, let's check the facts. This was a very wonky, almost zinger-free debate, quite substantive on taxes and a few other things, with some clear disagreements on some central facts, like whether Mitt Romney's tax reforms would open another $5 trillion deficit hole. So, as it happens, we have with us Bill Adair, founder and editor of the Pulitzer Prize-winning PolitiFact, which does exactly this, checks facts when they come out of the mouths of politicians, especially presidential candidates. Hi, Bill. Welcome back to WNYC.
It's great to be here, Brian. I was sorry last night we were so busy I couldn't play WNYC debate bingo. It looks like that would have been fun.
Yes, and I have to go back and look at the cards and see if all of these lines of attack that people say Obama failed to use meant that the debate bingo was skewed toward, you know, if he didn't say 47%, if he didn't say your tax returns, did that make some winners and losers in debate bingo? But I think that's for another day. All right, I want to start with the exchange that I think most people consider was central on the facts near the top of the debate. And this does have to do with the deficit and Romney's tax returns and who's spending what. So we will listen first to this clip of President Obama. It starts with President Obama. Anyway, we'll also hear Romney in here and a little bit of the moderator, Jim Lehrer.
This is where there's a difference because Governor Romney's central economic plan calls for a $5 trillion tax cut on top of the extension of the Bush tax cuts. So that's another $1 trillion. And $2 trillion in additional military spending that the military hasn't asked for. That's $8 trillion. How we pay for that, reduce the deficit, and make the investments that we need to make without dumping those costs onto middle-class Americans, I think, is one of the central questions of this campaign.
So, Governor Romney, do you have a question that you'd like to ask the president directly about something he just said?
Well, sure. I'd like to clear up the record and go through piece by piece. First of all, I don't have a $5 trillion tax cut. I don't have a tax cut of the scale that you're talking about.
So I think there's been more fact-based debate about this exchange than about anything, Bill. Obama says Romney has a $5 trillion tax cut, implying it would blow another $5 trillion hole in the deficit. Romney says that's not true. This was reprised three or four times throughout the evening. Did you fact-check it?
We did, and we rated it from the statement Obama made, we rated it half true for the reason I think you just alluded to, the idea that this would blow another $5 trillion hole in the deficit. Obama's right in that if you add up Romney's plan over 10 years, now, of course, that's an important qualifier, it does add up to a little less than $5 trillion. But it's important to recognize Romney has said he will make up all this money through certain unspecified changes in the tax code, closing loopholes, et cetera. Of course, loopholes is always a favorite thing that they talk about, but it's just rare that loopholes ever amount to the kind of numbers that they need. The challenge here with so many things with Romney, though, is Romney has not been specific, and so we don't know what specific deductions he would change. We don't know how he would do this other than a couple of very vague things that he has said. So basically, Obama's right on the numbers. It's missing some important context. But it's been classic for us in this campaign to have difficulty fact-checking some of Obama's claims, not because of Obama, but because of the lack of specifics from the Romney-Ryan campaign.
Which brings up this next clip that we're going to play, which is basically on the same point. Would the Romney tax reforms, whether they amount to a $5 trillion cut or not, blow a big hole in the deficit.
What I've said is I won't put in place a tax cut that adds to the deficit. That's part one. So there's no economist can say Mitt Romney's tax plan adds $5 trillion if I say I will not add to the deficit with my tax plan.
So, Bill Adair, I guess on one level that's circular reasoning. It's true that I will not add to the deficit because I said I will not add to the deficit, and that proves it. But have you fact-checked what economists actually say about the Romney plan, or does this, too, come down to a matter of we can't know because he hasn't given us enough detail?
Well, yes to both. Yes, we have tried to fact check these, and really the most authoritative work on this comes from the Tax Policy Center, which is a nonpartisan group that has some really smart tax analysts who have looked at Romney's plan. And basically they've said it just doesn't add up, that there just isn't enough, even in the way that he has talked about raising revenue to pay for the things such as the tax cut. So we have often rated claims about his tax cut half true because sometimes the Obama campaign has gone too far and gotten very specific and said he will cut, you know, this school program, he will cut whatever, when there haven't been those kind of specifics. It's really tricky. And, you know, Obama pushed this point a lot last night that Romney has not been specific. And that's accurate. Romney has not been. And that makes it difficult to provide much analysis.
What about the other numbers we heard there from Obama? He mentioned the Bush tax cuts, but also the $2 trillion in additional military spending. Have you looked into those numbers in terms of how Obama gets to $8 trillion in additional deficit under Romney?
We're working on that one right now, Brian, so we haven't done that yet. I think there was another piece of that claim that is interesting. I think Obama said that's $2 trillion that the Pentagon has not even asked for, or something along those lines. So we're going to be doing a new Truthometer item on that later today.
All right. By the way, listeners, you've been hearing what the media elite said about this debate. We want to know what the listener elite is talking about. So we have put up a hashtag, and we'll open the phones for the radio in a minute. But we put up, we're establishing a hashtag on Twitter, listener elite. Okay, so use the hashtag listener elite and tweet at Brian Lehrer, posting anything you want to say about the debates, or for that matter, be your own pundit about the punditocracy. Use hashtag listener elite, tweet at Brian Lehrer, and we'll read some of these on the air as well. We continue for a few more minutes with Bill Adair from PolitiFact, checking facts from the debate. Let's move on. Here's Mitt Romney trotting out a number that we've heard a lot on the campaign trail, the $700 billion that he says Obama is cutting from Medicare for Obamacare.
I can't understand how you can cut Medicare $716 billion for current recipients of Medicare. Now, you point out, well, we're putting some back. We're going to give them a better prescription program. That's $1 for every 15 you've cut. They're smart enough to know that's not a good trade. I want to take that $716 billion you've cut and put it back into Medicare. By the way, we can include a prescription program if we need to improve it. But the idea of cutting $716 billion from Medicare to be able to balance the additional cost of Obamacare is, in my opinion, a mistake.
So the $700 billion in Medicare cuts, this is something that Paul Ryan mentioned in his convention speech that was labeled fact-averse by, I think, you and others.
Well, and the irony is that Ryan's plan incorporates these 700 some billion dollar savings in his plan. So there is something of an irony that he and Romney keep mentioning this number. We have been hearing this line now for 2 years. It used to be 500 billion. It's gone up because the latest estimates from the Congressional Budget Office put it at about 716 billion. And this is a Republican attempt to use a tactic that has worked well for Democrats, and that is to scare senior citizens into thinking that their Medicare is going to be cut. In this case, we have rated these statements either half true or mostly false, depending on the wording. In this case, what Romney said last night, we rated half true. Yes, indeed, Obamacare does rely on $716 billion in savings from Medicare, but it's from the future growth of Medicare. Medicare will still grow in the future, but this is a matter of less growth, and the savings come largely from healthcare institutions and health insurance companies, not beneficiaries. And so it's not like if you're a current Medicare beneficiary, you need to worry that suddenly there's going to be an immediate cut in your benefits. We're talking about a reduction in future growth. So, but it's a tactic, and Democrats have played this card very well over the years, scaring senior citizens that Republicans would cut Medicare. The Republicans are now trying to turn the tables, and they've been using this line over and over.
And politically, one of the things that Obama supporters were unhappy about last night was that Obama did not turn the tables and mention that the Ryan plan cuts about the same number, about $700 billion from the growth of Medicare. It just does it in a different way.
Exactly.
Obama,
in fact, that's
the worse
statement we have looked at before, and I think we've rated that either true or mostly true when it was said by Stephanie Cutter.
All right, one more, away from taxes and deficits and Medicare, to Governor Romney's Massachusetts record. Lots of people who are playing debate bingo on our website had Romney Care on their boards. Obama never actually used that term, but he did say this.
And Governor Romney, at the beginning of this debate, wrote and said what we did in Massachusetts could be a model for the nation. And I agree that the Democratic legislators in Massachusetts might have given some advice to Republicans in Congress about how to cooperate. But the fact of the matter is, we use the same advisors, and they say it's the same plan.
So can you fact check that? Because later in the debate, Romney said he never pitched his health care reform as a model for the nation, but instead as a model for a state-by-state approach that the federal government shouldn't get involved with. What's your ruling?
Yeah, there's several pieces of that. We haven't looked specifically at the wording from last night, but we've looked at this before. As to the point about whether whether Obamacare relied on the same advisors, we've rated that either true or mostly true. I believe the prime architect of the Romney plan came to the White House and met several times with the Obama folks. So that is accurate. What was the other piece, Brian?
Whether he had just left it out there as a state-by-state thing.
Oh,
there was
yeah.
something from his book about this, right?
Right. In fact, this gets into a back and forth that we covered with Rick Perry at one of the presidential debates, where Rick Perry insisted that that Romney had actually changed the language in his book from the hardcover to the paperback. Perry had said that the paperback edition of Romney's book deleted the line that the Massachusetts individual mandate should be the model for the country. Now, what I recall of that one, it's been a while and about 20 debates, but I recall that Romney has been consistently saying he pitched Medicare as an option, or he pitched Romney Care as an option for the states, and I believe that's accurate. We're splitting hairs here. I mean, the Romney plan is very much the model for the Obama plan, and it's always been sort of unusual that here is this very successful model in Massachusetts, and yet Romney has been saying he's going to repeal it on day one.
All right, some fact-checking to start our post-debate coverage. Bill Adair from PolitiFact at PolitiFact.org. We'll keep following your fact-checkers and your fact-checking. We're glad you're out there doing it, and thanks for coming on and talking about it with us again.
Thanks for having me. Hopefully I'll play bingo next time.